Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Osama El-Hilali, chief technology officer with ArcServe. Osama has nearly 25 years of IT and R&D experience driving and achieving product strategy and roadmaps, acquisition of new technology, and developing strategic business partnerships in both Fortune 100 and emerging companies. To learn more about Osama and ArcServe, visit arcserve.com. Welcome, Osama. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, Steve.
So, Osama, you've been at ArcServe for around 4.5 years, I believe. Before that, you held senior executive positions at EMC, Carbonite, and Symantec. We're here today to talk about data protection and ransomware. But before we do that, tell us about your experience at ArcServe and why you chose to join them in their vision.
Yeah, so the ArcServe products have been the first products or some of the first products in the industry to address the data protection and the issues around backup and recovery. And in that tradition, ArcServe has made a significant evolution. So we went from on-prem products to cloud and SaaS-based products. We went from backup and recovery to data protection, and from, you know, a daily traditional backup to DRAS and business continuity. These things are very, very exciting. Most of my career has been marked in storage, and so it's been a great experience for me and an opportunity to both lead and be part of this evolution.
So, Osama, we have a report due out shortly on the world's data attack surface, what that looks like now and into the future. And ArcServe is the sponsor of that report. Without stealing our own thunder and revealing what's in the report, which we will shortly, I want to share a staggering figure from last year, which leads up to the present time. The world's digital content was expected to grow to 96 zettabytes by 2020, up from 4 billion terabytes or 4 zettabytes just 3 years earlier in 2017. To put that in perspective, if it's possible, 1 zettabyte is equal to approximately 1,000 exabytes, 1 billion terabytes, or 1 trillion gigabytes. Being in the industry for a long time, I could take it all the way down to megabytes. What we've witnessed over the past decade is nothing short of a data explosion. Can you put this in business terms for C-suite executives, CIOs, CISOs? Just how big of a challenge is it for them to protect their data and, you know, how massively it's growing?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, every time we try to, we as scientists and human beings in general, try to predict this growth, we're always underestimated. And I suspect that there is two components of it. One is that the data is growing naturally as a part of the transformation from printed matter and from other sources of data to digital data. And then the second component is that digital data in itself is growing and it's multiplying rapidly. So we do have this explosion. And what that means is that businesses are becoming more and more dependent on data and electronic data. And so as we continue to innovate and grow in all industries, whether it's communication, networking, storage, data is becoming the focus and the core of the information that allow businesses to run today.
Well, I guess we can't really have a C-suite discussion about the world's data without bringing up ransomware, unfortunately. The latest prediction is that global ransomware damage costs will reach $20 billion by 2021. That's 57 times more than it was just a few years ago in 2015. And this makes ransomware the fastest growing type of cybercrime. Osama, you talk to a lot of business executives, CIOs, and CISOs. Do you think they realize not only how rampant ransomware is, but the potential damage costs to their businesses? And I don't just mean the hard costs, but also reputational harm, how a stock price can be impacted when a company is brought into the public eye, things like that.
Yeah, so that's a good question and segue to some of the data and statistics that we've gathered. As data grows and becomes more and more core for businesses, so do the risks and the attacks and the potential of loss of that data. So we recently did a study here that revealed some very interesting key elements. 70% of the respondent believed that businesses aren't doing enough to adequately secure their personal information. 1 in 4 will abandon a product or service for a competitor after just a single ransomware-related disruption or attack. And nearly half of the respondents said that they would walk away from their favored banking institution or security provider immediately after experiencing a failed transaction or instance of inaccessible information. So what does this mean? These attacks are not just a matter of technical embarrassment or an admission or a necessity to admit exposure, but they're becoming more and more the life and blood of the existence of a business. It means market share loss, potential loss of the entire business, but it also means opportunity. So the same group of people said that they are willing to pay more for a product or a service from a company they believe to be more reliable and secure. So it drives to the necessity of taking a second look and a more focused look at what the businesses are offering and how secure is their offering and how vulnerable are they to an attack.
Now, Osama, I'm familiar with the study and the figures, and I think they're spot on. You get it and I get it. And I think more and more CISOs get it. Clearly, the security teams working for them get it. But what about the CEOs and in the C-suite? Are they starting to realize just how serious the ransomware threat is?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more visible from the stories that we hear every day that this type of exposure and the fact that paying attention to securing our computing environments is not only a necessity, but it's also an opportunity. It's an opportunity to provide better services. And it's an opportunity to basically survive and compete in a little bit more complex environment.
So I want to pivot here a little bit to the state of the world today and how it impacts what we're talking about, ransomware and data protection. Cybersecurity Ventures predicted that there would be a ransomware attack on businesses every 14 seconds by the end of 2019 and every 11 seconds by 2021. This does not include attacks on individuals, which occurs even more frequently than businesses. And now with so many millions of people working from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there's an even greater concern for employees. And this leads to a question that's been burning in many people's minds for the past few years. Should a company pay a ransom? And of course, there are two schools of thought, and it's a very controversial question. What's your take on this?
So look, Steve, the decision of whether to pay ransom or not is the business's decision, and it's ingrained in their principles, in what they believe in and how they conduct their transactions. But what we can advise is preparedness. If a business is prepared in terms of having a secure environment, whether it's the storage environment or the communication environment, the data is backed up and plans exist for this type of problem or for this type of attack to occur, they're going to be better prepared and at a better disposition to answer that question for themselves should it come up. And it's a matter of time because every business eventually at some point will experience some sort of attack or a compromise in security. So that's basically what we suggest is the preparedness and having a plan to deal with it, so that that confidence to restore the business instantaneously or near instantaneously is there.
I think you're so right about that. It's interesting. In practice, or excuse me, in theory, I'd say most CISOs, most security leaders and security teams would say that's really important. We have to be prepared. We have to protect all of our data. We have to back all of our data up. A ransomware attack is inevitable and we have to be ready for it. In practice, though, what we're seeing every day are pockets of organizations that are exposed. For instance, in healthcare, where there is a lot of corporate data that's properly protected, but then you have a ransomware attack on an isolated machine connected to oncology equipment, and they're not prepared. That's down. I don't have to tell you how serious that is. You're looking at patients who aren't going to be treated or being transferred to another hospital. How hard is it to really spread this message and get it down to every layer of the organization so that everything is properly protected and backed up?
Yeah, and this is where, you know, your role and my role to continue to inform the public, continue to expose some of these malicious attacks, and make people more aware of the dangers that exist out there, but also try to kind of influence and lead to a better planning, and to try to get people to visualize not only the risks, but the potential disastrous outcomes of lack of planning or even a lack of focus on this area.
So before we go, Osama, we'd really like to get your thoughts on data protection, ransomware, and anything else you'd like to touch on as it relates to the new workplace, namely people's homes. Offices will reopen. We know that. It's just a matter of time. People will return to them. How many will start to work from home? We don't exactly know. It's going to take time, and there's definitely going to be many more home-based employees going forward. Does that change how C-suite executives, CIOs, and CISOs need to think about data protection and backup?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're learning, all of us, technical and non-technical, learning from this experience. The one thing that's consistent here is that data is continuing to grow. You know, the only difference is it's continuing to grow in places where we would not have anticipated it to grow, mainly in as a result of, you know, people being in lockdowns and working from home. It's growing perhaps in their home machines or laptops, or in certain areas where that growth was not anticipated or predicted. And it's growing less in areas that were prepared, we were prepared for. So as these behaviors change, so must we. And that change can be exemplified and can be directed in thinking about these new storage areas and thinking about their security, thinking about the possibility of compromise, and addressing that immediately with secure proven solutions.
So, and I'm curious, are you hearing from your customers, Osama, questions about, you know, this new workforce and about having to protect those home employees?
Well, of course. I mean, there is a variety of questions relating to, you know, what are the tools that are available to protecting, you know, remote sites, a laptop, logging in from a remote location, VPN, is it secure, is it not secure? And so all of these things that in the past were not, you know, a key item in the discussions have become, part of the discussions or the most important topic of the discussion today, simply because of the shift in the accessibility to the corporate data or the contributions that we make to the changes to the corporate data.
Well, Osama, it's great to have you with your reputation and background. And after listening to you today, I'm sure that, you know, ArcServe gets a lot of phone calls and emails saying, hey, we want to talk to Osama. I don't know how many you get to speak with directly, but it was a treat for us today. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Steve, for your time, and I'm glad to be with you today.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Osama El-Halali, chief technology officer with ArcServe, the world's most experienced data protection experts. To learn more about ArcServe, visit arcserve.com. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.